Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 135, season 6. Today's date is June 2nd, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. I have a surprise podcast today. Imagine that. You know, so I had a little time to record an episode and share it with you today. Today, I'm going to talk about the Saber Room. It was a banquet hall in Hickory Hills, Illinois. Oh, a lot of people miss this place. They really do. And it's a shame it closed. And I'll talk about a little bit of a history of it and a few memories of this place. Also, I'll talk about vintage Kenmore products from Sears, from the department store. It's still around, that brand, but I will talk about my memories and what appliances they offered, what they had, of course. And it should be a lot of fun. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Kellogg's Product 19 cereal. And here is a commercial from 1971. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Remember Whitey Ford, winner of 10 World Series games? Well, today he's pitching to his son, Eddie. Boy, is he catching on.
I like to stay on the young side. With sensible exercise and sensible eating, like Kellogg's product 19, the high-potency cereal with all of the minimum daily adult requirements for vitamins and iron.
All the flavor, too, Dad.
Want to get back on the young side? Start with Kellogg's product 19.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoy the commercial Kellogg's product 19 cereal. They don't make this anymore, and it was heavily advertised in the 70s and 80s and the 90s, and I'll give you a little history of that. It was introduced in 1967, and it was lightly sweetened flakes, corns, oats, wheats, and rice, and It had all the vitamins and iron. It reminds me of Total cereal. Remember that? I think that's still around. And that was made by General Mills. And that came out about the same time. And the origin of the name was explained in two ways. As the 19th version of the cereal, and it was Kellogg's 19th product in development of that year. Interesting. That's very interesting. Okay. Like I said before, the Total cereal came out at the same time, and it was like neck and neck. But Product 19 was a multi-grain cereal compared to Total, had a beautiful red box and all that. And the original slogan was instant nutrition, So they showed commercials like that, and then about in the 2010s, it lost popularity. Nobody bought it. So in 2016, it was announced they discontinued. It's a shame. I tried it a few times in my lifetime. It was pretty good, but I hate to admit, but it wasn't that sweet enough, so I had a little sugar. I don't do that anymore. So that's why I do with cornflakes. With frosted flakes, you don't need to add sugar. It's got sugar. It's frosted. But I try to stay. The cereal I eat now is Honey Nut Cheerios. I love that. That's fine. But if it's regular Cheerios, I'll add sugar in it. Because, I don't know, it tastes kind of bland. Needs something. Okay, and in the commercial, the man that spoke was Whitey Ford. He was nicknamed the chairman of the board, and he was a professional baseball pitcher, and he played for the New York Yankees for 16 years. Wow, he was a wonderful player, and seemed like a nice man, and his real name was Edward Charles. They call him Whitey. I don't know where they call him Whitey, but because before that, he was a free agent in 1947. Then he started playing in 1950. Then he had to serve in the Korean War. Then he returned to the Yankees. And then he played until he retired in 1967. And he died on October 8th, 2020, 91 years old. lived a long life. You know, I think he was so beloved. He really was. And he was just like Ernie Banks of the Cubs or Ron Santo. But to me, you know, I'm not a baseball fan, but I found history of sports very intriguing, very interesting, you know. And I should do more episodes about athletes in Chicago. It should be kind of fun. Okay. All right. And so at the beginning of the program, I was going to mention, I will talk about the Saber Room in Hickory Hills, Illinois, and vintage Kenmore products. So I'll start with the Kenmore products, the vintage, you know, the products that we had when we were growing up. The brand is still around. It's not sold at Sears because Sears, most of the Sears stores is closed, or they sold them at Kmart. You can still find them on Amazon. Also at low or and the vacuum cleaners of the Kenmore, you can find them on Lowe's or Home Depot or Target. Interesting. I never noticed that when I go shopping. So I'll give you a history of the Kenmore. That was introduced in 1913. And the brand appeared in a sewing machine, a four drawer shopping sewing machine, excuse me. And then later on, the first washing machine was introduced in 1927. And then in 1932, it was a vacuum cleaner. So then it just took off. And then in the 70s, they expanded the name to refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners, dehumidifiers. What else? I think microwaves, I believe. Maybe. I don't know. Also, they did later on, they did that with high definition TVs. You know, they did that. And like in 2017, that Sears announced they would introduce on Amazon. You know, a lot of people said, you know, Sears was the original Amazon. They were right. They should have done this. When the internet came in the 90s, they should have done that, you know, and it would have been successful and it would last forever. No. Some people didn't listen. I think the guys who ran this place, they were from the old school, or they didn't believe in that, which they made a huge mistake, you know. And so that's a shame. Also, in 2017, the Sears and the Whirlpool appliance relationship would not sell them anymore. So they sold the brand to other companies. And so as of now, you could buy certain Kenmore appliances like stoves and refrigerators. Sears is still in business, but they have outlet stores. So if you can find one in your neighborhood, they're not that many. So you could find, you know, appliances. Also, you know, find parts. Now, in my house, I have a Sears stove and washer and dryer. We've had it for 20 years or even longer. My mom is very pleased. She is so happy. She loves these brands, and so do a lot of people. And of course, we bought it at Sears, and it was right near our house. And that Sears in Chicago Ridge Mall closed about a couple of years ago. The store is still vacant. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I heard a rumor maybe Target will be there, or Lowe's, or another grocery store. Oh, I hope it's something. You know, it's huge because that Sears store in Chicago Ridge Mall opened in 1981. They had a Sears store in Fort City in the 70s and early 80s, and that was gone. So the last Sears store closed in Woodfield Mall last year. That was the last one in Schaumburg. So, and there are still a few left. And then they just announced a few days ago they're going to close more in the United States. Oh, boy. Oh, that's awful. The other day I posted a photo of a washer and dryer from 1965. I found this, and they looked real cool. And the color was turquoise, kind of green, you know, dark green, not dark green, you know, bluish green. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. And once I posted that on Van Chicagoland Facebook page, the response was, astronomical. People miss that. And some people, I still have mine from the 70s and the 80s. And it's quality that lasts for a long time. It is true. It does last. And it's gorgeous, you know. With my washer and dryer and stove, we've had a few times repaired, you know, because it was getting old. But luckily, you find parts or it needs cleaning. So that's good. We just fixed our stove a few weeks ago. And it was the igniter because it didn't ignite because my mom gets mad when she doesn't cook. We have two stoves at home, but she cooks in the basement. So, and she's very pleased. So it works like a charm. It really does, you know. Okay. All right. So right now I'm going to play a commercial for Sears Kenmore products. This is from 1977. And, you know, these were at Sears advertised a lot of products all throughout the years, probably starting in the 50s all the way to the end. You know, that's all you saw. And also they advertised like clothes and other things. So here's a commercial from 1977, the Sears Spectacular commercial. Here we go.
Sears Appliance Spectacular, as spectacular as Sears everyday low prices. Kenmore large capacity heavy duty washer, just $199. Kenmore large capacity electric dryer, just $159. Big 19 cubic foot Kenmore frostless refrigerator freezer, just $349. Or get a 100% solid state color TV, just $299 at Sears, where America shops.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. You know, the products that they offer from Sears were wonderful. And I read somewhere not too long ago that they might reopen Sears stores, but smaller ones that just focus on appliances, refrigerators, stoves, washing and dryers. I hope so, because that's what the general public needs. We need to bring that back. Oh, customer service, too. I mean, it suffered a long time. I don't know what happened. It just went, fist, gone. It's just awful. Okay. So, hopefully your products will last for a long time. Hopefully mine will be, you know, if I don't, you have to go to another place like Lowe's or Home Depot, maybe Home Depot or Best Buy, you know, and, just keep your fingers crossed. Okay. Next up, I'll talk about the Saber Room in Hickory Hills. Oh, what a wonderful place. To tell you the truth, I have never been to this place at all. I was never invited to a party there or never had the opportunity, you know, but it was talked about for many years on the, in the southwest suburbs on the south side of Chicago. And when it closed, it was... people were devastated. They really did. It was a wonderful place. What's there now? The last I looked, it's an empty lot. There was talk of development there, like townhouses or homes or something. Nothing. I could be wrong. I haven't been there in years. I could take a drive one day and take a look. But I remember I went there one time. I got hungry, and there was a Brown's Chicken restaurant across the street. That's gone too, but then but the Saber Room was closed at the time, and they just left it. It deteriorated a little bit, but it was still there, you know, with the fancy entrance and the guy holding the saber on the sign. So I'll give you a little history of the Saber Room, and let's see. The Saber Room closed about, when did it close? Like 2016, I believe, yeah. Yeah, it closed in 2016, and it operated for 67 years, a long time. And the owners were, the names were Arnold and Marie Mazzarelli, and they owned it. It was founded in 1949. And before that, it was on a 30-acre site. It was called the Luxury Dinell Spring Spa, and that dated back in the 1920s. So at the time, I don't know if Hickory Hills existed. There was nothing there. It's just empty. It was like farmland, probably. There was nothing, you know. Probably, if you want to get away from the city, you would just drive down there. But now Hickory Hills is built up, so. And that took off, and then in the 50s and 60s, and then they invited very famous entertainers, singers, comedians. That reminds me of Fields in Chicago. And they, you know, it opened in about 50 years ago this month. And I know the owner's family, and they posted pictures on Facebook, and it's wonderful because at Fields, when I graduated from Bogan High School in 1981, that's where I went to dinner afterwards. And my family and some friends, and it was a wonderful time. You know. Anyway, back to the Sabre Room. And so they hosted wedding receptions, New Year's Eve parties, and some well-known celebrities, like, for example, Frank Sinatra in 1976. Also, Telly Savalas. I don't know what he did over there. You know, he wasn't really a singer, but just played Kojak. And Dee Martin in 1977. There was Liza Minnelli, Liberace, Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, Rudy Vallee. Oh, wonderful people. Sammy Davis Jr. And I had a menu. There was a menu of, I found, I've never posted it on Fantasy Chicagoland Stories, but I will someday. It was Frank Sinatra, and he entertained. But I found the menu of when he performed there in 1976, and I found the menu, what was served. And, oh, another entertainer was there was Johnny Carson. I wish I'd seen him. He probably told jokes and said silly things like he did on the show. Oh, wonderful. So here's the menu that the food was itemized while Frank Sinatra was performing. And it was Caesar salad, New York strip steak, plump baked potato. That sounds good. Fresh green beans, almondine, chocolate Bavarian cream pie, and coffee, tea, and milk. Oh, that sounds good. Ooh, I wish I was there. And I'm sure he sang all his famous songs. Maybe sang Chicago, New York, New York, Night and Day, High Hopes. You know, he was a wonderful man. Wonderful man. And, you know, the funny thing is the Muzzarellis lived upstairs at the Sabre Room. And they had connections to draw top acts, you know, from the Ambassador East Hotel and the Pump Room down in downtown Chicago. So that helped. And so Arnold died in 1992, and his wife Marie died in 2010. And the business was passed to the kids, but, you know, they didn't hold on to it. And I think it wasn't very popular and didn't draw attention, so they decided to sell it. And that's a shame. So, and then they probably sold it to developers, and I think they had an auction before they closed or after they closed. And so they placed a lot of items on sale. A lot of people bought a few things. You know, that's great. You know, that area is 30 acres, so you can build. So I was hoping they'd build another banquet hall. No, they didn't do that. Like I said before, I never went to this place, but I used to pass by it because when I was invited to a lot of, baptisms and weddings, Greek ones, of course, you know, and graduation parties. The banquet halls around the area were Golden Age. Remember that? That was on 95th and west of Pulaski, owned by Greeks, of course. And that was a beautiful banquet hall. And that was there for years. Now it's a Burger King there. Also, the Delphian House, that was in Hickory Hills, too. And that was on 95th and I think 78th Avenue. And that was there for many years. And there was another one called Greens West. That was west of that place. That was in Hickory Hills, but you go over the hill. And it's a shame. But, you know, we also went to the Condesa Del Mar. That's still there. But, you know, now Greek weddings and baptisms, they go to hotels. I don't know. A lot of people don't want that. Older people like me, you know, and or they go somewhere different. But, you know, a banquet hall for Greek wedding events is perfect. You invite a lot of people. You have a lot of food. You have the dessert table, which is my favorite, you know, and then you have dancing all night and you can just talk. If you don't like the dance, you can talk to people, but you have to get out of the room because it's too loud, like I used to do all the time. You know, and but the Sabre Room, it was a special memory for a lot of people, you know, and they probably talk about, oh, I saw Frank Sinatra there. I saw Sammy Davis Jr. I had my wedding there and my christening or graduation. And, you know, but their food was wonderful. It was wonderful too. And it was very successful. And like I said before, a lot of people miss it to this day. There's nothing like it anymore. No. Okay. All right, then. That'll be all for today. I talked about the vintage Kenmore products from Sears and the Sabre Room in Hickory Hills. So I'm glad you could join me today. I didn't expect to do a podcast episode, but I had the opportunity to do one. And I'm glad. I will do another one Saturday. We'll see what we'll talk about. I'll think, get the wheels turning. And so I had fun. That was nice. I will post it on my social media accounts, and it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to podcasts. I want to mention two things. About my health, I went to the doctor yesterday, and he told me my operation is scheduled for a week from today, and it's very simple procedure. It's outpatient. I will be sound asleep, and it'll be easy. But he said I'm doing fine. You're doing excellent, which is wonderful. I'm still cancer free, but I resumed taking the Orgovyx pill for the cancer not to return. So I started today. So it's fine. That's okay. You know, but just to be on the safe side. Also, yesterday I created my first QR code for my podcast. I had to search on the internet to find how to do it. It was simple, you know. So if you take your smartphone and go to the camera app, you know, you want to take a picture, just hold it by the QR code. And if you see a link, just tap it and it'll take you directly to my podcast. So that's kind of cool. You know, but I wish there was a way I could put it on the website or on where I have the podcast. So we'll see, you know, and that's very interesting. You know, this is 2022. You got to go with the technology. Some people don't like it and some people do. Okay. So this is Pete Costanos with episode 135 of Vanished Call-In Stories. Thank you again for joining me. Here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye. And bye-bye for me. I will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.